At the outset, I would like to commend the Presidency of the Second Review Conference and the Secretariat for providing the informal draft of Lausanne Action Plan. I would like to express loud general support to the overall draft of Lausanne Action Plan after member state contribution and suggestion that have been taken into account. We had made this draft more realistic. We are also very much appreciate that our comments have been reflected in this draft action plan. On another note, the LAUPIDA is of the view that setting a definite deadline to complete an evidence-based baseline of cluster munition contamination survey by 2022 is unrealistic in some circumstances, particularly for the most heavily cluster munition contaminated country. For the LAUPIDA, we have put all our effort into the competence of UXO My Action Task, namely My Risk Education, Survey, Clearance, and Victim Assistance. All these tasks are essential for saving civilian life, preventing accident, and enhancing their livelihood. Therefore, we committed to conducting survey and clearance in a non-discriminate manner. The LAUPIDA experience of the most heavily bombed country, with 15 out of 18 provinces of the country, has proven that survey and clearance are difficult, complicated tasks and time-consuming, which require great capacity and resources. It is beyond a single state effort to complete such work, and it depends on all the external factors, such as funding, which have a direct impact on the advancement of the work. Therefore, using a broader language will be more suitable. As for the text amendment of Action 18, the revised text will be sent through the official channel in due course. The LAUPIDA is looking forward to a fruitful discussion with all member states to reach consensus in providing a practical and effective action plan. I thank you.